Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why, hello there. Welcome back. It's another episode of Monday Mail Time with me, Molly, on the Paranormal Activity podcast channel. So if you've not listened to a Monday episode before, I'll introduce myself. My name's Molly. I produce Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding. And if you've ever got in touch with us, whether that's on email, WhatsApp, socials, it's probably me that you've been speaking to. I read all of your mail and we get so many of your amazing stories through. We made the decision to dedicate a whole episode just for you. And that was the birth of Monday Mail Time with me, Molly. So right now I'm in the Paranormal Activity studios. Our male owl should be here any moment. It's normally... Oh! Thank you very much. Right on time. And here is our mail for today. I'll jump straight on into it. This one is from Ursula Walker, who got in touch at contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. That's our email. And she writes, "Hi, Yvette and team. I just listened to your latest podcast. Fab, as always. Thanks very much, Ursula. I was a nurse and often experienced mists in rooms, footsteps at night, etc. I'm tucking my chair in now. I'm getting really excited for this one because the amount of things that nurses must see or people who are often working closely with death. I'd love to hear if anyone works in a funeral home or a funeral director's. I'd love to hear some of the stories there as well. But yeah, I'll carry on. She writes, "There was one ward with a corner room near stairs on the 7th floor. This had a lady in for many months who was unable to do anything for herself due to her condition. I never liked the stairs and wouldn't have my back to them. Anyway, her call bell would go off at night quite a lot of times and we would have to go in to silence it. The lady was asleep and was actually unable to use the bell. No other bells did this. Ooh. It often happened when I was working with another particular nurse, and after a while we decided this was paranormal and started to say that it was a ghost called Henry that was doing it and would ask him not to. That must be something to do. Is Henry in the stairs, I wonder? And interesting that it's only your friend as well, because often the tapping and knocking phenomena only happens, or not only, seems to come out more when Carl and Yvette are together. So maybe there's some connection between you both. Who's to say? So one night, all was quiet and we were at the front desk writing notes, etc. It was about 1 a.m. There were 2 4-bedded bays in front of us. They were all open so we could see the patients and a low dividing wall which housed sinks, one on each side. I became aware of a slow tapping noise which continued, so I looked up to see what it was. A half-full plastic bottle of Hibiscrub hand wash was being tilted from side to side, making the tap sound when it touched the top of the surface. I had to do a double take and it kept going. I said to Paula, 'Can you hear that noise?' 'Yes,' she said. 'Okay, look up and see.' And she did and almost saw the bottle moving. It was crazy. No one else was awake or saw it. I said, 'Henry, stop it.' And it did. It felt mischievous rather than scary, so I do think the stairs might have had something to do with another ghost. Lots of love, Ursula." I think you're definitely right there, Ursula. Like, if you're feeling a weird feeling near the stairs, trust your gut. It's most likely right that, you know, something might be watching you or residing down there. you know, in these old buildings where somebody might have been pushed down the stairs and died or something like that. You don't know what's happened there. But yeah, if you're thinking it's mischievous, it probably is. You didn't seem too scared about it. It seems like, you know, the let's go press the bell, sort of a ding-dong ditch sort of style that he's doing in the patient's room. So yeah, maybe it's just like a little spirit who's a bit bored, knows you guys are up as well, and it just wants a little play and wants to play, really. Thanks so much for getting in touch, Ursula, and thank you for listening to this bonus episode of Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding. As always, we'll have another main episode out on Thursday, and if you want to find out how you can get that episode a day early, as well as a bonus episode on Saturday — at the minute we're doing all about strange disappearances going on in national parks in America. Could it be Bigfoot? Could it be UFOs? Could it be cryptids? Could it be something paranormal? We're trying to find that out. As always, we want to hear from you, and we love hearing from you. Send in your voice notes for free on WhatsApp. That number is 075-999-27537, and add a +44 if you're not in the UK. It's still for free. Or if WhatsApp isn't your thing, you can get in touch on email. That's contact@paranormalpod.co.uk. And we've got the usual socials. That's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. I hope you have a lovely week. Keep us updated, Ursula, if this little mischievous spirit plays any more tricks on you. And as always, remember, things aren't always as they seem.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.